Good afternoon, Eric. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Glass?
Well, after seeing the pictures of the hail you posted over the weekend, I hope hopefully that was a very quick hailing and you didn't have any damage. We know that has not been the case for many people here in South Central or even South Indianapolis and down by French Lick and everything else. Mother Nature's undefeated, buddy. We hear that siren. We got to take cover.
You do, and you know why my family was taking cover in kind of an interior closet in the house, and I probably should have done the same, but I had to see what was going on out there, so I was recording the monumental hailstorm. I've never seen anything like that. Some massive hailstones coming flying from the sky from all directions. It was quick. But boy, it was scary. You should have heard just the pounding on the house and the roof and the doors, and it was quite a scene out there. But fortunately, everybody was safe. We checked in with all of our neighbors; they were safe. So pretty quick, explosive storm. But glad that there didn't appear to be a whole lot of injuries or that I've heard of yet.
Either have I, and that's the good news. I've seen some, again on social, just like everybody else, of the size of the hail, whether it was in Ellettsville. I saw Angela Buckman retweet a picture of a huge piece, or people that live in different parts of the county just showing off. It's like when the temperature hits 100 and everybody takes a picture of their car thermometer, because we wouldn't believe them otherwise.
Right.
But we can laugh about it. But I want people to be aware, after this happens, and if you were in an area that was damaged, there's going to be a lot of people perhaps reaching out trying to help you. How important is it to make sure you know who is helping you, and the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce can really help you out with your roof or your car damage or whatever else it could be?
Yeah, if you think that there's been damage or you need an assessment, you want to make sure that you're talking to legitimate companies and organizations. Of course, you know, folks that are associated with the chamber are good companies to be talking to. They've been vetted. They're good community partners, and so they're good people to contact, but you just don't want to get taken advantage of. You know, sadly, when these kinds of events happen, people can get taken advantage of for, storm chasers and things like that. So just be very careful. Know who you're working with. It's always a good idea to, not pay for an assessment. Those should not be charged for. Insurance companies should be working with people. They know the weather events that happened, and so just make sure you're working with good, legitimate companies. Usually those are local companies that we have here in town, and always the companies that are associated with the chamber, I think, will do a great job for you.
And that's not to say that everybody that's going to knock on your door is perhaps unseemly, but again,
sure, right.
That's better safe than sorry, especially if they want.
And a good idea to probably get more than one evaluation on those kinds of things, too.
Great point. The president and CEO of the Greater Chamber, I never get this right. I got to look at it. I can't just get it. The Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. I don't know why this is so difficult for me, but it's been going on for years. Well, it's not you. It's me. It's definitely not you. It is me. Eric Spoonmore joins us, and we have a ton of things, positive things that the chamber is doing. I know it's Chamber Appreciation Week with your members, and you've got a big thing coming. We'll get to all that. But I know there's something that you wanted to talk about. Not everybody was downtown this weekend. I was one of them. We had baseball practice, and we went to a pool party, so I was out of the loop, and I didn't see much or hear of anything going on until yesterday afternoon, when the Monroe County Sheriff's page on Facebook brought the update of the situation that happened on Saturday. And I'm guessing I'm not the only one, so I'm going to let you tell everybody what went on Saturday that has your concern, and it should be the concern of all of us here in the city and the county.
Yeah, you know, it was another very scary, unfortunate public safety incident that unfolded on Saturday, which was otherwise a very nice day in Bloomington that a lot of our residents should have been enjoying, with a lot of things going on downtown. We had the art festival taking place. We had the community farmers market happening. We also had Lemonade Day, which is there to support our area youth. It's become a very popular event. And so there was an incident on the Beeline Trail where an individual was just kind of going around in effect terrorizing the downtown area. Multiple instances of just kind of random acts of violence committed towards innocent victims. And it all culminated with an extreme act of violence on a law enforcement officer in our downtown area where a weapon was used that gashed the back of the head of the law enforcement officer and causing him to go to the hospital and getting 8 staples put in there to repair the wound. And so, you know, just really scary stuff. And we, you know, we're concerned. We've had other instances that we've seen. It seems that, you know, every few months there's some kind of very violent behavior taking place in our downtown. We saw it with a student who got stabbed on a public bus not too long ago. You know, these kinds of situations happening. And, you know, what was really concerning as well to me is if the violence wasn't traumatic enough for the victims and their families and, you know, people out trying to use a city park facility for recreational purposes and you kind of get assaulted like that out of nowhere. You know, then learning that we only had 7 police officers on duty patrolling in a city where, you know, it's made up of 25 square miles, 90,000 people, untold number of visitors that were in town for the weekend, and to expect 7 officers. And I know we're dealing with a significant shortage of police officers. We have been for many, many months now, and that's something that the chamber has, you know, really put it the top of our priority list from a public policy standpoint, is doing everything we can to hire more police protection here in the community. But this shortage, I think, is in crisis situation right now, and we cannot expect, you know, just 7 officers to provide public safety services for a city of this size.
Is that number, to your knowledge?
I think Ellettsville had more than 7 people on.
Okay.
At any given time, and you know they're a tenth of the size of Bloomington. So,
I will ask Mayor Hamilton about this tomorrow. Obviously, is this a normal Saturday number? Is this number short because of the numbers overall? Did you find any other information on that side of the coin?
You know, I'm not really sure what led to the deficiencies of police protection on Saturday, but you know, I've got to think that if you just have a little bit more visibility out there, that could deter somebody from really acting out in a violent way, or it would prevent, you know, 5 or 6 people from being a victim, and maybe just, you know, 1 person is the unfortunate victim. So it could have, you know, there could have been a much quicker intervention, I think, with
yeah, I don't think we can visibility. Prevent anything, but we could end it quicker or get it quickly resolved.
And there's been an argument that deterrence is, you know, it's very hard to deter criminal acts from just, you know, having more police. And, you know, I understand that. But I do think, you know, anybody can understand that just being visible in an area, especially where there's a lot going on, I mean, there's a reason why you go to an IU football game and there's police officers all over the place. They don't want the crowds to get, you know, out of control. You know, when you see a state trooper sitting in the median on I-69, 100% of the time there's a natural phenomenon that happens. You just see red lights everywhere. People slow down and go the lawful speed because they don't want to get in trouble or get a ticket. And so, you know, you can't always be in the right place at the right time, but, you know, when you only have 7 people out for a city our size, it makes it very difficult to be in that place when you need them.
Well, it just makes you, and the other part is, it makes you wonder, like when you have a festival like Grand Falloon and there's that many people, is everybody on overtime? We always hear the stories about Little Five and such. It's what you don't want, I don't think, and you, me, and everybody else, we don't want to have to get to a point where we've had X amount of incidents to make it happen that way. That would be the more preventative medicine that I'm interested in.
Right, right. And, you know, we the other thing we're very concerned about, too, is just quality of life. And, you know, these are the kinds of things that when they happen, they get publicized and people get scared. Their perceptions change about safety. They start to avoid places. And these are people we want to bring downtown. We want them to come and patronize our small businesses and our locally owned businesses, the places that make Bloomington such a wonderful, vibrant, caring, compassionate community. These are those businesses, and a lot of them are housed downtown. And if people are afraid to go down there because they'll get stabbed or assaulted, then we've got a real problem. And so we just want to see a plan to address that. We haven't really seen a meaningful plan put out there. We want our local officials, you know, to make public safety the number one priority and make that crystal clear to the public every day, if you have to, that we're doing everything we can. We're providing updates on everything that we can to get more police protection in the community so that we can get our numbers down from wherever we are, 83, 84 sworn officers, up to that budgeted amount that we have in the budget of 105. And we probably need more than that. But we've got a long way to go, and we, you know, it's hard to understand what progress is being made. And in the meantime, we still continue to deal with some of these, you know, violent safety issues in the community. And, you know, I think that's got a lot of people concerned.
Eric Spoonmore is our guest. He is the CEO and president of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, joining us here as he does every other Monday at WGCL. Who do you take these complaints to? Right to the mayor's office? Is this a city council issue, a county council issue? Is it Chief Dekoff? Where do we go? Who do we write to? Where do we make our voices heard if you think that's a way to help?
Well, it is a way to help, and I think, you know, as a former elected official myself, I can tell you that elected officials do take input from the public seriously. Now, I sent a note to the mayor and to all city council members earlier today. I have not received any response to that, but it did kind of outline a lot of the concerns that the chamber has, and I think that reflects a lot of the concerns of the community. Again, I haven't got a response to that yet. I hope that, you know, they received it and will take it into account and try to formulate a plan. But I would encourage all residents that if this is something that you're concerned about, if you're concerned about violent behavior, if you don't feel safe or if you don't feel as safe as you used to in our community, if you're avoiding certain areas and not patronizing certain places because of that and the perceptions that you have, contact your city council. Contact the executive branch of city government, which is the mayor's office. Contact those elected leaders, because at the end of the day, the buck stops with the elected leaders. So that would be my best piece of advice. We also have county officials that, you know, are also involved in the criminal justice system and that have a big role to play in our quality of life as well, too. So that's your county commissioners, the county council, the judges, the sheriff, the prosecutor. All of them have a role to play in this, and I think what we really want to see is all elected officials in the community coalescing around this idea of zero tolerance towards violent behavior, that we're going to hold people accountable who act out violently and commit these acts towards others, and that they're going to be held accountable to the maximum extent of the law. We do not want to be known as a place here where you can come and act out violently. We want to be known as a place where if you do that, you're going to get yourself in big, big trouble. Don't come to Bloomington and cause violence.
Hard to argue with that. Eric Spoonmore is our guest, the CEO and president of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. And on a positive note, you guys are awfully busy this week as it's member week. What does that entail for the chamber? And folks, I see on your Facebook page, people are signing up daily to join the business community and networking and everything that goes along with that. You've got a hugely busy week this week. Tell me all about it.
I can't tell you how proud I am of what's going on with the chamber right now. We have members coming in by the droves. It's great to see. I think there's so much optimism right now with the business community and kind of the hope for the future that we have here in Bloomington. I think, you know, 2024 is going to be a really special year As we see some new things happening around the community, and the business community in particular, I think, is really charged up. So lots of new members coming in. And this week, what it's all about is just saying thank you to those members who chose to join the Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, I think it really, when you join the Chamber of Commerce, you're making a statement, not just that you want to drum up new business, but, you know, this is a community organization that's been around for 108 years, making a difference all along the way. And I think when anybody signs up with the Chamber, that's a big part of it, is that they're making a statement, a very loud statement. And they say, I care about this community. The work that I do in my business or my organization can help make this community a better place. And that's why we're joining the Chamber. And so we so much appreciate those folks. And you know, all the sacrifices that they make as a small business or as an employer providing jobs to making Bloomington a better place. And so, you know, I tell people all the time that, you know, it's really the business community. You have to have a thriving and vibrant business community if you want to have a thriving and vibrant community overall. The money that goes to government, the tax dollars, that comes from the business community. It comes from work. It comes from payroll taxes and taxes being paid through jobs. And if we don't have that, we don't get to enjoy the kind of quality of life that we really want. So that's why it's so important that we have a strong business community. Our members, I think, really understand that. And so we're very thankful for everything that that they do in our community and for the Chamber of Commerce as well, too. And we're really excited about Wednesday this week. So this is going to be an event that we're having for all of our members. This is one that members are going to want to sign up for because it's a very popular event, and it's restricted to about 200 members, and it will be hosted by our great friends at First Financial Bank and my good friend over there, Steve Dirk, who kind of runs the show. We're going to be at Assembly Hall for an awesome event that's going to feature some athletes. We'll have Anthony Leal and Chloe Moore McNeil out there, and lots of food and libations and just a really fun time kind of showing off Assembly Hall. And we'll even get to play, shoot some baskets
with some of the athletes as well, too.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. I don't know if you've ever been down there on the floor and shot on Assembly Hall. I've done it once in my life.
Fortunate enough to do so once or twice.
It's a bucket list thing to do. So if that's something that you're interested in, have to be a Chamber member to be able to come out and take advantage of that. But again, another example of, you know, just a really fun event. And First Financial Bank does a great job. They're so involved in the community, and we're just really proud that they're able to help us put this event on for all of our members.
Yeah, and it's not a slow time of year either. There is no more slow anything, it seems like, when we are all connected to get involved with. But, you know, with the 4th of July coming up, heck, the fair's coming up. We got all kinds of great things happening. And summer, it doesn't slow down. It won't slow down. And then, look, in July, there's another business after hours. You guys don't take any time off. It just keeps going.
But that's what makes it fun, you know? Days, when the days go by fast, it's a lot of fun. So, really excited for what remains of summer. And then, you know, we'll get into fall, and I think next year is going to be we'll be going gangbusters next year for sure.
How many ribbons are you cutting this week? Now that's always
we have. I think we've got one none this week.
Well, you were busy last week, so that makes sense.
We had some ribbon cuttings last week. I think our next one's going to be on July 12th, and that will be Sycamore Farm. So
excellent, and that's fun for everybody as well. And did I see Christopher MG's been there 5 years? Is that true? Did I run into
that? Yeah. Christopher had his five-year work anniversary with us. Christopher does a great job leading up our advocacy and public policy efforts here. So if there's anybody, any members or prospective members who are thinking about joining the Chamber, know that we've got lots of great resources here, lots of good relationships with folks in local government who can help out with those needs that you have. As we know, you know, government impacts a lot of what businesses can do. So we're here to help if we can.
And the other part of this is I think sometimes gets a little lost in the shuffle. The chamber is just not for business owners. It's for all employees everywhere, correct?
It is, yeah. So if you're an employee of an organization that's a member of the chamber, you have access to all of our benefits and programming and events and everything that we do here in the community. And you don't have to just be a private enterprise as well either. We have a lot of nonprofit organizations that are part of the chamber. We have government organizations that are chamber members. The local school corporations are chamber members. So it's a really nice mix of, again, you know, organizations that care very deeply about the success of our community and want Bloomington to be the very best that it can be.
And you help out the young folks as well. Tell me about the young professionals of Bloomington. They still let you in. You're young enough to be in that group, aren't you?
I think so. Yeah, they, you know, I may have hit the cutoff, but, you know, it's a great group. And, you know, they had a really cool event the other night over at Crazy Horse. So they like to have a lot of fun. And, you know,
the next generation, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's cultivating the next generation of leaders here in the community. And, you know, the chamber is a perfect spot for them to come and, you know, network with one another and kind of get into the fold of the chamber and the community in general. So great program.
Excellent. You got big 4th of July plans. So let's hope Mother Nature cooperates. Looks like it's going to be good. You guys get involved with the parade at all next week?
So I'm not going to be involved. We're not going to be like in the parade, but I will be up on the stage helping to MC.
Atta boy.
I will be there, yeah. So I get to...
Is the Minister of Culture helping you with that?
Yeah, with Jim Inman Jr., looking forward to that. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Is this your first time?
It is, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
It is. And, you know, I want the Chamber to be very much involved in our 4th of July parade. So I think... you know, in future years, we've already been having some kind of planning discussions internally about, you know, what our programming is going to look like in 2024. But I think you'll see that the Chamber is going to have a much larger presence in the 4th of July parade. We have so many people in the community that come out to the 4th of July parade. It's just one of my favorite events. I've been going to it for years and years, and it's one of those places where, you know, if you're a community organization, you need to have a presence there for sure.
Have they sent you the script yet?
I think that's coming. That's coming a little bit later, probably 2 hours before showtime, which is fine by me.
Just enough time to get it memorized, right?
Right.
That's so funny. And it is a great occasion. And my favorite part about the 4th of July parade here in Bloomington, it is on the 4th of July. So there's no, is it the Saturday?
That's
is
right.
It the sun? No. It's just the... besides Rodney Young's fire engine, but my most favorite part is it is on the 4th of July. So that's tremendously exciting as
yep.
well. Well, we will see you 1 week from tomorrow on the main stage. Everything starts at 9 a.m., the Bloomington Brass Band, Bloomington Family Band, Bloomington Community Band. It's one of those three. Heck, it could be all three combined into one. 9 o'clock, oh, you got to get there early. You know why? You got to beat David Hayes' clan to the front there. They know where the good spots are, so... get in there, enjoy it. We'll have free parking. The garages will be open. All that fun stuff as everybody is off 1 week from tomorrow on July 4th. Buddy, enjoy it. We will get caught up with you, let's see, not the 3rd, but the 10th, and we'll see what July has for in store for us here. I'm going to speak with Mayor Hamilton tomorrow. He always joins us just after 4:05. Is there anything you specifically, I know you talked to him as well, is there one issue that is it just non-negotiable that we have to get out there and get working on?
You know, it would just be nice to, you know, to double down and do everything we can to, you know, fill the ranks on the police department and get back up to the staffing numbers that we know would be healthy for the community. I think that would go a long way and a good first start just to, you know, get things going in the right direction there. But we'll see. I know it's tough right now for a lot of communities, although a lot of communities are having great success in hiring police officers right now. Bloomington seems to not be. But, you know, I think that, you know, our elected leaders and our community leaders can really be great cheerleaders to showing law enforcement officers who are considering, you know, career opportunities that Bloomington's a great place to come work. And you're going to be appreciated here. You're going to be welcomed here. And you're going to be you're very much needed here. And so this is, you know, good and necessary work. And we embrace that here in Bloomington. And so just want to make sure that, you know, anybody who's looking in that career field of public safety, as far as the chamber is concerned, that's how we feel. And we want you here.
Excellent job, my friend, as always. Enjoy these warm summer days now that summer is officially here as of last Wednesday, and keep your eye on Mother Nature. We hope the parade has nothing to worry about next week, and we'll see you down there, my friend. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, Glass. We'll talk to you soon.